This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I just don't get it. How you can make a poor decision, and when faced with the facts pointing out your poor position, you aren't responsible enough to change your position. Well, that equates to the situation with irrigation water from Upper Klamath Lake. A few weeks ago, BOR notified the Klamath Project they were not to open the headgates and supply any irrigation water from Upper Klamath Lake. Further, they went on to say the traditional opening day of April 1 would not happen, and they would take a look at their data and make a decision when to open the headgates, but it wouldn't be any sooner than May 1. That's a full 30 days lost to our project irrigators. So considering we've had perhaps one of the toughest winter and spring weather years in recent history, I'm still wondering what, pray tell, the holdup is with delivering water to our irrigators. Well, the usual arguments are there isn't enough water in the lake. Well, since they insist on flushing more water down to the ocean than usually inflows to the lake, well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out how to fix that problem. But more to the point, their other big objection is there simply isn't enough snowpack to provide irrigation water. Really? Well, I thought I'd do a bit of research on that. As I look at it this morning, I note the average snow level at Crater Lake for this particular day of the year is 105 inches on the ground. But as of today, there is 156 inches of snow on the ground. That's 51 inches or almost 4.5 feet of snow above, note that, above average. After all, the government loves to talk about averages, you know, so why not this one? Over 4 feet of snow above average at Crater Lake. Plus, we have cold weather the next few days, and yet another storm headed our way next week. Chances are very good that we'll add more snow to what is already in the mountains, and we'll have an even larger amount above average, you know. Also, the long-range forecast doesn't look like spring is coming anytime soon, so there's even more chance we'll see more snow on the mountains, which, of course, means more runoff to Upper Klamath Lake. You know, it's well past time for the government to realize that they have made a dreadful mistake in postponing the irrigation for a full month to May 1 and open the headgates as usual on April 1st. The facts simply do not lie, and their position on releasing water from Upper Klamath Lake to the Klamath Project is simply untenable and simply wrong. And it's nothing that you wouldn't expect from them, because after all, you have to look at their spotted owl decision over the last 20 years. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.